Oh my god, yeah, I'm so ready for bed. Oh. I had a great day. You put the kids to sleep?
Yeah.
No, I kissed them goodnight a while ago, but they were still so wired. They wanted to. Yeah. Oh, they're waiting for your story. One day they're gonna grow up and realize every bedtime story you're telling them is just 80s movies, baby. Yeah. I mean, to be fair, though, I am very impressed by your retelling of Ferris Bueller in 8 parts. It's a stroke of genius. Oh, no, I'm totally telling them Star Wars like it's my own story. I'm just going to wait till they're a little bit older so they can appreciate it. Mm-hmm. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Oh, man. It is definitely some of the best parts of having kids. Is getting to tell them stories. Oh my god, you're right. I completely forgot that was coming up. Easter is so soon. Oh, we have to do something for Easter. Yeah, obviously like a egg hunt of some kind. Yeah, I mean, this is the first year they're old enough that we can really do a proper Easter. Yeah, we can obviously do the egg painting. We do that every year. But I'm saying like an egg hunt, like a proper egg hunt. Yeah, because we were just hiding eggs before. I think we should do some kind of like national treasure level of egg hunt. They're like old enough to comprehend it, maybe. Like we get a piece of paper, we have some clues, we have to solve some puzzles and get eggs. Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing candy up until this point, but I think we change candy for money. I think when they turn like 12-ish, maybe, that's when we start doing money eggs. Because I think candy still supersedes money at this point. Yeah, we have to talk about types of candy, I guess. She's like me. She likes Twix a lot. I think we should just do those Twix eggs. Although they're not as good as normal Twix. I think they're kind of garbage, to be honest. Weirdly enough, most of the Easter candy that's egg-shaped is not as good as the normal non-egg-shaped candy. Yeah, it's like you put candy in a different form and the ratios are all off and they just aren't good anymore. Yeah, the Twix egg is just too much caramel and not enough biscuit. Whereas, like, the Twix original is, like, the perfect ratio to caramel, biscuit, chocolate. Like, it's like a PB&J. And, like, you got all the ratios right. You turn that into an egg shape, all the ratios are just whack. Yeah, they're not good. I wouldn't get them. Are there egg-shaped Kit Kats? I don't know if those would be good. Because that's an easier formula. It's only wafer and chocolate. Like, you can't really go wrong with that. Yeah, it's like those two ingredients are divisible easily in an egg, but like three might be a little bit. Oh, yeah. They do like sweet tarts a lot. I don't understand why they like. But that's. I don't know why all our kids like sour so much. They must have gotten that from you. It's not from me. Yeah, Warheads, sweet tarts. Oh my god, yeah. What are those things called? They're like sour, sweet, and then they're gone. Oh my god, they're on the tip of my tongue. Not literally, but. Yeah, but those aren't really good Easter egg candies. You want something that's like in a wrapper, a single-use wrapper. Yeah, I mean, we can go with the traditional stuff. But I wanted to like mix it up and do something different this year. No, we're not doing the giant chocolate bunnies anymore. Because those are always so terrible. Because every year the kids are so excited to open them. They open them and then they like start eating it and then they're instantly disappointed. And then we have like 4 half-eaten bunnies sitting around the house that are just going bad. Because neither of us want to eat those chocolate bunnies. They're not good. Oh, that seems like both a good and a bad idea. I don't know if we should introduce the kids to Ferrero Rocher. They might ruin their chocolate habits for the rest of their lives. Because think about it, baby. Their expectation for chocolate will just... they'll bump it up. Like, we can't... I don't know if we can... I don't think it's responsible to give a child Ferrero Rocher. Yeah, because then everything else will pale in comparison, and they're just too young to understand. They're too young to understand the implications of Ferrero Rocher. I'm being serious. I genuinely don't think they're old enough to get Ferrero Rocher yet. We need to wait a couple years, like 8 or 9 years old. That's when we can have a talk about Ferrero Rocher. I don't think you understand my addiction to Ferrero Rocher. Like, they're so good. No, if you think it won't ruin Halloween and any other time you give them chocolate until they're old enough to get it, then be my guest. But I think they're gonna be like, ugh, to everything else that's chocolate, unless it's a Ferrero Rocher. Baby, remember the time you gave them Nutella once, and they lost their mind. They were eating it with a spoon at like 3 a.m. They snuck out to the kitchen to get more Nutella, and they were just sitting on the floor with spoons eating Nutella. They are my children, baby. I know that if we give them Ferrero Rocher, it's going to be a real problem. It's going to be a real problem. And then we stick to the conservative chocolates for this year. Maybe we get some sour in the mix. Maybe some, like, you know. Yeah, Jolly Ranchers are a good bet. You know, I just don't think we. Yeah, because even, we can give them a Cadbury Cream Egg, that's fine. But I'm just saying, when we step it up to, like, the level of Ferrero Rocher, it's gonna be a chocolate habit that we won't be able to curb. Exactly. Yeah, we won't do anything fancy this year. We'll just hide eggs, like usual. Okay, I promise you I won't put any eggs that require teamwork to get to. I thought it wasn't a bad idea. Because I wanted them to work together for it. Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. One year, I want to take them to a place where we can, like, really, like, they'll have to, like, dig for it. I don't know, just something crazy. Yeah, these are all my childhood Easter fantasies I'm just projecting onto them. I always wish that I had, like, a national treasure level of, like, Easter egg hunt. Or I had to dig, at least, or climb a tree or something. Nah, the hardest one was I had to open, like, a drawer or something. Like, it was never that hard to find an egg. Yeah, maybe I'm just projecting my own, like, Easter fantasies. Yeah. Oh, part of me also wants to, like, mix it up, too, you know? Just to, like, do something that's, like, just different on Easter. I don't know what it would be. I think I need a couple more years to think about it. But, I mean, I think we can figure out something that's, like, just uniquely our family. Yeah. Like, I want to start an Easter tradition that's just for us. That's something that no one else does. It's just us. Yeah. We can figure it out. Oh, trust me, we have plenty of time. We have plenty of time to start tradition still. But at least for this Sunday, we're going to hide some eggs. For the very least. And paint some. I'll go to Target tomorrow and we can pick up some stuff, yeah? Sounds good. No, I'm just going to finish up a little bit of work, then I'll go to sleep. Are you going right to bed? Oh, I can tell. Alright, I love you. Get some sleep, okay?